Hi, this is Ron Amatron, and we're on the road going to the airport to go back to New York to the New Life Expo there. That'll be this weekend. So I have my co-host on today, Sylvia, and want to touch base with Sylvia.
Hi, everybody. It's Sylvia here and Ron, and we apologize for the beginning of the show. What you heard was a little section of the archives that Don put on nicely for us while he was communicating and getting a hold of us on cell phones and whatnot. So we actually are here live right now for you. Ron is on the road, but he's doing a live healing shortly with us, and please stay with us for that.
Great.
So we want to say a warm hello to everybody, and we're so happy that we can do this show today, and we're going to be talking about ascension and ascension preparations that everybody can be making with the Creation Lightship. And then after a little bit of talking about that, we're going to have live healing sessions with Ron. So maybe we can start out, Ron, by just if you could give everybody a brief overview or a little synopsis of what is happening with the upcoming Universal Shift.
Okay, yeah, the Universal Shift is what people are talking about. It is a 2012 shift. So that's a prophecy, and it could be sooner, and it could be a little bit later, but I don't have that information exactly when it's going to be. But what I do know is everybody who is involved with New Age physics, they feel something is happening. They feel the time speeding up. They're feeling energy is coming to the planet here that hasn't been here before, and they're just kind of wondering what to do. So what the main thing to do is to get into your body completely. And the Lightship has techniques for that. They were here last time with Jesus doing healing work through him, and they were doing ascension teachings along with physical body healings to get you more into your body. And the reason why you have to be in your body all the way is because your spirit needs to connect with every cell of your body in order to do this universal shift. And then at that point, it's going to take your body to a higher consciousness. So it's actually kind of simple, the way it sounds here. I'm sure it's really complicated on their end. But remember, we're being turned off and on continuously anyway in frequencies because we're all a physical vibration, and all physical vibrations are being turned off and on and off and on. So the way the shift is going to work, by my understanding, is that the universe completely will stop because of whatever created it, which was the light, this light energy now, and whatever they use to facilitate the universe being the way it is going to be instantaneously dematerialized. And then all the planets and the spirits of the planets are going to move, if they choose to a higher consciousness. So with our simple minds, just going like from the third to the fourth or whatever like that, okay? So whatever we see in 3D now with our physical eyes will be shifted to another consciousness. It's up to that spirit to decide if it chooses to move or not move. The Earth spirit is going to the eighth-dimensional reality. It's no longer going to work in duality. And the eighth dimension is where there is no duality, so it chose to bypass the other lower realms, we'll say the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And so the Lightship does for you is prepare you for the ascension to the eighth-dimensional reality. Now, you're going to have free choice, naturally, where you wish to go to once this universal dematerialization takes place. And the reason why the Lightship does this every 2,000 years is because it has to keep track of its energies. And the energies that it is keeping track of is its own creations. And the dark side creeps in, and it gets into more duality, and then we have problems. So it's able to release this duality energy from its creation, so it can, like, save itself. Otherwise, it would be destroyed and eaten up, which we can probably all kind of visualize that. And this is why it comes every 2,000 years. So we're at that turning point right now in consciousness to do that. And so what I'm going to do for everyone in a few minutes here is an emotional healing. This is what I stress everybody needs. I charge $5 for each year of your life. So let's say if you're the age of 30, it would be $150. And it takes about an hour to do. And at that point, you're completely cleared out of emotional traumas and imprinting out of your physical body, out of your spirit, because your spirit has to be healed also, and then also out of your, you know, your physical body, emotional body, and physical, your spirit body. There's other bodies, too, that also have this healing, but they're unknown to us. And so we're going to be doing a clearing right now. And I'm going underneath a couple of bridges here, so I'll just wait a minute here.
While you're driving under the bridges, maybe I can interject something here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what you were just saying about the emotional clearings and the need for emotional clearings, and what it is exactly that creates that emotional density that sticks with us that makes it hard for us to, or impossible for us to, ascend. And there's something very beautiful on your website that I saw, where actually I believe it's from the fleet commander of the Creation Lightship, and she talks about the biggest challenge that people have in preparing for ascension is to, you know, release the emotional programming that's stored in our bodies and letting go of judgments, critical thinking, you know, which creates a lot of energy constrictions and diseases and fears and anger and that type of thing, and consciously making the choice to match ourselves to vibrations that are loving and expansive and unifying. And I thought that was so beautiful how the subject of judgment relates to enlightenment and to the ascension process, and makes it clear that we do have that choice where we can consciously choose to be in a space of love and unity and that kind of thing. So is that part of what doing the emotional clearings like you're about to show us, does that actually help us to be in a space of love and match our vibrations to that kind of frequency?
Yes, it does. And the main thing is to be in the moment. And when you're in the moment, then you're in that light energy, because the light only works in the moment. And so what the light ship is doing for everyone, if they're choosing to do this, is to help them go through the process of releasing your emotional traumas. And that's the most important thing that you can do in your life, is to release your old baggage so you can be in the moment. And everybody knows that they have stuff that they're dealing with continuously. And it keeps recycling over and over and over again. You know, it's like, you know, a different face in your life, but the same reality of consciousness and the same type of events that are happening to you, because it just keeps recycling over and over again. And like they say, history repeats itself. Well, the body is desperately trying to heal itself to do this universal shift. Let's remember that when Jesus came, the shift did not happen 2,000 years ago. And so from a perspective looking down upon us, from the light beings, they're seeing us as having 4,000 years to clean our bodies out. And so we haven't done that. And now we're at the very last few years of this shift, and we should have been working on ourselves, you know, over 250 years ago. So we do have to catch on quickly if you wish to give your body the gift of ascension. Remember, your spirit's going to go anyway. It's going to go where it needs to go to. So there's no trauma there. What's going to happen to my spirit is, you know, is going to be leaving the earth plane completely. And then if it chooses to come back, that's his choice to another consciousness. But the whole thing is with your body. And so how much do you really love your body to have it go through this wonderful, beautiful transformation into a higher consciousness? And this is what the ascension process actually is. And that's what Jesus taught, except what happened, the dark side came in and killed him before he could do the rest of his mission, to teach more people and to actually show them how to do this themselves. So this is what happened with his mission. So he got through, and we still have information about him, you know, in the Bible, luckily. And, you know, we do have some kind of remembrance of that through, you know, the different types of writings. But we'll do a clearing now on everybody. Just kind of sit back and relax. And the light chip only works in the now, and these healings are instantaneous. So whatever I do with anybody, the healing is right here, right now. And there's very, very seldom ever processing involved with the healings that they do. Everything is normally in the now, and it's done for you automatically. So just showing up is all that you really have to do. So here we go. So I'm going to go do an emotional clearing, and we'll go back 4 years in your life right now in present time, back to your last birthday, and then we'll go to each chakra. We go from the six chakras on down. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so if you wanted to sit back and kind of look at yourself, kind of feel the energy, look at an event that happened to you or two or three or four, and just see how you feel about the situations that would basically be haunting you, or you think about them and you'd become upset. Maybe your stomach would get upset or have all kinds of problems, emotional problems, and be you're crying a lot. Just kind of look at the situations now, and it'll look like it's very distant to you. So you can do that just for about a half a minute here. And just kind of breathe into it. There's nothing to be afraid of. Some people are afraid to look at their past because it was so horrible. But you're going to see that these energies are released from you. And these healings are about 90% completed. When I do somebody's whole lifetime, then the light ship goes over them over and over and over again until they're definitely completed. So I'm going to do another clearing now. And you should feel a little lighter. You should feel your body loosening up. A lot of people, I have them walk after doing 10 years, and they'll find that their ankles will pop, and their feet will pop, and their shoulders will pop, because what's happening is your body was held so rigid and so tight that now it has a chance to heal, and your muscles will start loosening up where you store the tension. So if you want to walk, you can also. And just kind of stretch and bend over and twist a little bit, and you may find some things happening to you that may not be explainable. And I remember doing one lady who was older. She was, I think, 87. So I had her do the first walk after 10 years. I said, okay, why don't you just kind of, gently stretch a little bit and just see how you feel. So she does all this, and she comes back. She says, oh, I'm doing pretty good. She goes, I can put my hands on the ground. I about died, somebody that of that age to put their palms or their hands on the ground in front of them was, to me, quite magnificent. So, anyway, here we're going to do a feeling body, same process. So, like I said, there's nothing for you to do. All you're hearing is these numbers going by real quick, and then the healing's done. This is the way the healings work. This is divine intervention. So here we go, feeling body, and this is a little different than the emotional, but it is very similar. This is for somebody who stores their energies in their body. They go through life feeling things, okay? So here we go. From now to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So again, just close your eyes and kind of look at some situations. If you look at the same ones over again, you're going to find that you're going to be a little more at ease with the situation. And you may actually feel your body relaxing more. Almost everybody who I do, when I do the first 10 years, they'll say, yeah, I'm relaxing now. And then when I get done with their whole session, they just feel like they're just went through a beautiful a back massage and relaxation process. Okay. And if you wanted to still walk around, you can. and twist and do what you need to do. And we'll do another healing here. We're going to do a healing that is quite special. All the healings normally are done by the male, so this is done by the female light beings. And they're going to do a healing on your sensory body. And the sensory body, again, is a different body. And this is for someone who has, like, sensory overload all the time. Or people who just sense everything and they take it internally. And normally when you get older at that point, you're probably pretty much overdosed. So everything seems to be reactive to you. So here we go.
John, it's like these days almost, because we have so much going on, it seems like it's almost difficult not to be in sensory overload with everything that's being bombarded at us these days with just the different radio waves and computers and everything. So
yeah,
I think it's just wonderful that they can do this for us.
Yep. So here we go. Same process. And again, nothing for you to do. So here we go. From right now back to your last birthday, sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and I feel this love energy coming in. The males have love, but it's a little different. The females have a little more compassion, typically. It's hard to put words on it, but they bring in that definite warm heart feeling. So next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. And again, just kind of sit back and relax if you want, or walk around and just see how your body's doing. Remember, these are all energy bodies that are invisible to us, but yet they completely affect our physical body. And these energies need to be shed from the body to help us with the ascension process. And you're going to start realizing that, you know, as I do more of these clearings on you, that you're going to start feeling much more, necessarily better, but you're going to feel like you want to be in your body more. And that life is not as stressful as what it appears to be, because all the stress is from the past, bringing it forward. Okay, we'll do another clearing here. We're going to do a mental clearing, and this is like defragmenting your home computer. And again, it's the same process. It's instantaneous. Nothing for you to do, but just to show up. So here we go. Right now, to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I need to do one more for someone out there. It feels like somebody had some kind of brain problem or something. So maybe a brain injury. So I'll do one more year here. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yeah, a little heavier energy. I'll do that one over again here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So I'm going to do it again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That feels much better. How does it feel for you, Sylvia? Did you feel the density?
Yeah, I did, and now it feels much lighter.
Yeah. So we'll do one other clearing here. You want to say something, Sylvia?
I was just saying it's such a great feeling when you go through these. It's like you have this weight that's been on your shoulders, perhaps, or just this feeling of being a little weighted down or beaten down by life, and when these are lifted from you, it's just a wonderful feeling of lightness, and you know, it's much easier to feel just the joy of being alive, and you know, the harmony between you, your spirit, and your body is able to take place, because you know, your body is a better place for your spirit to reside in, because it doesn't have that dense energy in it.
Yeah, it reminds me of you talking there. One event I was at, one expo, I normally do about six people at a time, like what we're doing here. So I kind of collect them as they come by the booth, and maybe every 15 minutes I'll do about six people. And I had about five in front of me, and this other lady comes in with like an emotional clearing, and she goes, "Oh, my emotions are fine." And this lady in line looks at her, and she goes, "Man, what planet are you from?" Anyway, so that was
exactly. Kind of. Yeah, that's what I thought of when you were saying that about the sensory overload, a few minutes ago, which is like, welcome to planet Earth right now.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do a healing here, which I call the sensory clearing. This clearing goes back until you were incarnated. So I've been back to over 50,000 BC so far. And everyone's a little different. I'd say most people probably come in between maybe 10,000 and maybe 20,000 BC, something like that. But I have been back further. And this clears away your spirit energies if it wasn't cleared. And then it also clears your physical body, like ancestry from this process. So, and then I do another clearing that's a little more involved, and it clears all of your lifetimes going back to actual incarnation off the source energy. And that one's pretty unique, but we'll do this one here as a sample here. So this would be what you may call in New Age metaphysics a past life healing here. So we're going back from the year two. Oh, I also do, incidentally, when I'm going to New York, what I do for people there, and I can do it for anybody here too, if you're not in New York, but I do what I call a 911 clearing, and 9/11 clearing, and that clearing clears away the traumas of 9/11. So I have a lot of people from New York who've called me to have this healing done. I charge only $20 for it, and it takes away all that fear that people are having and maybe guilt and just all the awful stuff that people have, probably saw physically when the towers went down. So anyway, that's a $20 charge to do that, and it takes away that trauma. But here we go, and some things have to be focused on, like that one, where these other clearings get rid of most of it. Just depends how embedded they are in you. So here we go. This is from the year 2000 to now. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1900s, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 1800s, sixth clear. I'm yawning, so we have somebody out there who has some density there. Each yawn's probably worth about maybe 50 of these little clears here. So sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. And 1700s, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And 1600, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. And 1500, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. Okay. So that healing is completed there, about 90%. Like I said, when I do them in person over the phone, then, I go over them again and again sometimes to make sure that they are completed. But you should feel a little more less tension probably in your body after these here. So you just get up and walk around. I play some music, but I only have Bruce Springsteen in my CD player right now, so that may not be too appropriate. And I don't sing very well either, so we'll just allow you to have some space here. And just kind of walk around and sample your healing. And how are you feeling, Sylvia?
I'm feeling very light and just a good, feeling of relief of whatever was there. And it's so great to not have to actually, process it heavily. It just seems to be so light. And when it is a divine intervention.
Yeah, I just did a lady a few days ago. She was a stewardess. And so she was in between flights, and I was recommended to her. And she was 63, and she called me when she was driving in her car. And so she, I gave her a sample, and she starts laughing. She goes, "I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at all these events that I can see that are no longer affecting me." So then I did her in her apartment the next day. But it was quite something to She goes, I can't believe it. She goes, I have everything, you know, all these energies and events that I went through, they're gone. I don't feel this tremendous pressure. And then she wanted to know if I could do her husband. She goes, well, you know, my husband's German. I said, okay. So she wanted me, so I'll be doing her husband for her, you know, on an absentee basis. Normally what happens, I have the person connect with me on the phone, then I do their loved ones. And she said he would never believe this at all, but I want him done because my life will be much better after this is done for him too. So I do that to a lot of people.
That's good to know that a person doesn't necessarily have to understand it or believe in it, but they can still benefit from the healing.
Yeah, so it's a little different than what people are taught down here, that you have to ask permission from the person. The light ship created you, and your spirit from the light ship will always say yes. And so we are running the energies that way from the light ship to your spirit to have these healings done. Remember, your spirit is in charge of the healing, so you have to work with your spirit. And this is why it's so effective with the light ship versus any other modality on the earth here or even by the Galactic Federation, is because they don't have this technology. And
right.
So the other healings that are done by, you know, other realms that you can't see, but these realms don't have the information that created you.
Well, I bet that also would apply then to babies. Maybe a baby is had some trauma in the birth process, and a parent could easily have you do a clearing with them just by the parent being on the phone with you?
So that's correct, yeah. And it works really well with people who've had sexual abuse problems too. So let me think what else we could do here. Yeah, okay, we'll do some water charging right now. So if you'd like to get a glass of water and... we'll have the light beam from the light ship. She's on your computer screen. So what I'd like you to do is just to get on my homepage and just scroll down, and you go past that little blinking flower. And then from there, she's the next thing that will pop up.
By homepage, you're talking about the BBS radio page, right?
Yes, it'll be my homepage. So just kind of click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and you can just go to today's show if you like. But not to show information, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing. And if that's a problem, you can probably go on to maybe on the right side, you can go onto my screen also. But just go onto my show today, which is Monday, or you can go on to Wednesday also, or Friday or Saturday. But any one of those will have the same information there. And just scroll down, and you can have the light beam show up. And she'll start to energize her photo very shortly here. So it feels like we're about ready. So we're going to bring in the energy right now of the light beam. So here she comes, stronger. And we'll just start increasing the energies here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Yeah, she's good. She's connected now. So here we go. Just putting some energy into the photo now. And what most people actually sense is that their little auric field around here, those little light rays, will start to change colors a little bit. You can feel the love coming out of her eyes. You can see her physical face become a little more three-dimensional. And again, just kind of watch her. You might want to blink your eyes. Some people just kind of... takes them, like blows their mind, you know, as they watch the screen change. I've had a lot of people, when I do this at the expos, they're completely like, wow, this is really quite something. But she's bringing in her whole essence from the light ship in there for healing. So she's saying she needs about 20 more seconds. Takes her about a minute to get fully energized into your photo.
It's really remarkable what's happening on the screen. You know, it goes from looking at a picture, like you're looking someone in the face and their eyes are alive and they're looking at you. You know, it's just, and there's so much love coming from her that it's It's quite a feeling.
Mm-hmm. What I liked was to look at the screen and kind of move your head back and forth, and her eyes almost track you as you do this. So for me, that's kind of intriguing, to move maybe like 2 feet in front of your monitor screen and just watch your eyes. And you know, there's this pure white light coming out of her eyes, and your room now is being blessed with this beautiful divine energy. And so if you have your container of water now, your little glass of water, just put it in front of you, and you want to put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to start now to energize the photo. I've had some people say they actually feel their heart open up and feel warmer as she starts to work with them. And you may feel tingles in your body. You might feel a warmth. You may not feel anything. I'd say most people do have a sense that something is happening, even though they may not actually feel something. And normally the water tastes different. Everybody who has done this in the past that I've talked with, they normally say the water is sometimes a little silkier, smoother to drink. It can be sweeter. I've had actually chlorine being removed out of the water. That was quite interesting at one event that I went to. And it was gone completely. So here we go. She says needs about 15 more seconds. And again, you may feel your fingers pulsate and buzz. Okay, she's about ready. Yeah, she's done. So want to take a little sip of your water and just kind of see how it tastes. I'm going to do the same thing right now. Yep, I'm drinking a little soda here, and it tastes actually tastes different. It has more bubbles in it. It's a little hard for me to talk because of the energy in the water right now. How's your Sylvia?
It's beautiful. It's silky and smooth and just a little bit sweet, a little bit sweeter than it was before. And it just tastes good. It just tastes like you want to drink it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do another healing here. I don't know what they want to have in store. Oh, they're going to bring in some energies into your living room. So this is what I used to do on my Monday night conference calls, and now I'm doing everything with ship healings also. But just sit back and relax now. I'm going to bring in the wonderful energy of Saint Germain. So this is energy from the Creation Light Ship, and it's a little more in wholeness, we'll say, than what people normally would be getting if they were to ask to have Saint Germain come to them, because the energy normally is not as diluted, because it's pure energy of his creation energy. So here he comes, and he'll bring in his violet flame energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just kind of sit back and relax. You can ask Saint Germain for healings if you like, and also spiritual guidance. He can also bless your room that you're in. So just ask him and just see what he will do for you here. And if you close your eyes, some people actually see the light rays of the violet flame when he's doing this here. Okay. We'll bring in another divine energy. And we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. She's one of our favorites here, so here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, to sit back and relax and ask for healings and guidance. Do what you can do to help you. Get another energy here. We'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. And connecting now, this is his first cause energy also from his creation energy. And here he comes. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. And again, just sit back and relax and enjoy this beautiful energy of Archangel Michael as he comes in and blesses you. One more energy. Let's bring in the energy of peace. And the peace energy is very calming. And we'll leave the peace energy with us as we go up to the light ship. So we'll just increase the energy, then we'll go to the light ship since we're getting close to about 15 minutes before we have to get off the radio station here and allow someone else to come on. So here we go. So the peace energy is coming in. And what we're going to have is, if you wish to bring up any of your animals or pets, you can. Just think of them now in your consciousness. And this healing will not work on the archives, although it will work live right now. I don't want to have anybody being abducted by these negative ETs that are out there. So you know, people think they can go up to the light ship sometimes, and they can't. So I don't want anyone trying to do this. This is why I definitely tell you not to go up or ask for healing from the light ship. So here we go. It has to be held very, very sacred. And this is why it only comes once every 2,000 years to watch over its creations. And then the creation that it has in effect is being cared for by the Galactic Federation. And so they're supposed to stop the wars that are here and
bring peace to the planet and bring sacred spiritual teachings down and eliminate extraterrestrial abductions, et cetera. But they're not doing all of that, so they're kind of falling short on what their true identity would be to help us out here. But now we're going up to the light ship right now, so they're putting this beautiful cocoon around us, and they're getting ready for this process. And now we're going up right now. And we're there. And we're having our body scan so that they can see who and what we are. Remember, they work with all beings at the end of this 2,000-year cycle in the universe. So we're just one particular life form that they work with. And there's over 200 races on the light ship. It could be, you know, thousands of them, but they just tell me there's 200. It can make it simple for our minds here. And they're all different appearances. We have crystals that are conscious energies. And there's plants. There's animals, there's like whales and dolphins, and there's also beings that look like us. So right now they're talking to us in the next room, which is the orientation room, and they're telling us what they found is wrong with us according to their DNA scanning that they've just provided and done to us. And we're also telling them, since we're there physically, and we're also physically here, remember we're just a vibration, and when we're not here, we're there. So that's how we're transported up. We're taken there out of time. And we just think we're in time all the time because things look real to us, but we're actually being turned off and on continuously. And when we're turned off, we're on the light ship. And right now we're going into the procedure rooms. And the first room we're going into is pretty standard for most of my calls. The first room is the room where the hot tubs are. This they'd like to take us to help us to detoxify our bodies of different types of maybe poisonings or just any kind of toxins that we may have had. So we're going into this room right now. And these hot tubs, you can think of thought and the temperature will change in them. There's gel inside of each hot tub. There's many types of gels. There's a dozen or so that we go into when we go to these sessions. I'm seeing a lot of white gel in these right now, so we're probably going into the white hot tubs. There's gold gel, there's violet gel, there's orange, there's purple, there's green. But we're in the white one right now. And so just kind of request your healings. Remember, they can work on us in many rooms at one time because we are out of our time. We're in their time now. And with their time, they can work on us in many places at once. So we have many doctor light beam teams working with us. And we're going on to another location now. So if you want to just put your attention in your body someplace, we have physical body pain. And if you feel perfectly fine without any health issues, then just ask for a tune-up. But if you do have pain in your body someplace that you want to have it released, and it could be a pain that maybe you've experienced, you know, 30 years ago, that maybe just be laying dormant possibly, waiting to come up again. I just ask to have that released also. Remember, the body, if it's not healed completely 100%, it will recycle the traumas from the past. And so we have a lot of dormancy happening to us, and we want to definitely get rid of everything that could come up in the past too, and also in the future. So we want to get rid of everything to be back into this beautiful love energy. So there's many modalities here, and just ask for a healing now. And your pets are also being pampered on the light ship that works with animals and pets. And you feel your body changing somewhat. Some people feel a warmth in their body. Some people feel tingles. Some people feel like a glow around them. You may feel your body getting more energy into it. Normally after a healing, most people's bodies tend to feel maybe a little slower. You may feel like you're a little more tired possibly or more relaxed. And the relaxing feeling is that your body is healing. And you're getting energy into your body where the energy blockages were. So it does take some time sometimes for the body to catch up with the healings. and then also that the body needs to regenerate itself and also put new energy into these locations. So once the energy blockage is released, then the body will start to feel better. And I do get a lot of instantaneous healings. And the healings basically is determining, you know, how the healing actually works. This is not 100% correct, but basically what you have is how much are you in your body, number one. How much spirit energy can you handle? If you can only handle 20% being in your body, 20%, then you're probably only get a 20% healing. This is why you need to be in your body, so the divine can help you all the way. This is your responsibility. And the next thing is how much trauma does your emotional body have that's imprinting these negative energies on you? Is your emotions healed? So it comes to your spirit first. Whatever it can handle and take to you or resonate to is what it'll bring to you. And then it goes to the emotional body and other invisible bodies that we have. And so most people, when they ask for healings, they may only get 1% because they're not able to handle and take in all the energy. It's not their fault. They're not. It's not that they're not accepting the energy. It's that they cannot hold the energy, or even, in other words, they can't take the energy in because there's no way to hold it because the spirit cannot take the energy to give it to you because it's not in your body enough. Because your spirit is the conduit for this divine energy. And we're going to go to another room. This room is where they're going to help you with arthritis. So if you have any joints that might be stiff or enlarged, etc., I see them putting our feet and our hands in some special solution right now. And the solution will help maybe to re-lubricate your joints, maybe take away some of that extra buildup of calcium, etc., that you may have developed. And again, you need to request your healings down here too, inside of your head. You're also up there talking about them, but I like people to do it down here also. So it feels like you're a part of the healing. And all these healings take place with you and your body. So if you're out of your body, you will not get a healing. So this is not a meditative state where you go out and try to look around and explore. You know, you have to be in your body to accept the healing. But your spirit is the conduit for the energy. It's very, very important. And next we're going into another location. And this location is where they have a beautiful crystal shield. These are where the crystal energies are going to be helping us. Each one of these is conscious. And there's millions of them. So we're levitating in this room now. The room's about 10 foot in diameter. And just kind of sit back and relax a little bit. And you're now going to feel this wonderful crystal energy coming to you. A lot of people will let me know that they actually feel their body buzz and pulsate during this process. So just kind of sit back and relax now. And again, request your healings. They'll do many things to you. Just doing energy balancing so that you're going to be whole and complete. I'm going to bring in another divine energy down here. We're going to, since we brought in the peace energy for us to experience and to be with, I'm going to bring in the energy of compassion. So this is divine compassion energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, just request your healings now. It doesn't take any real belief on your part to have these healings work for you. Just show up. Your spirit's responsible for healing your body, so it's going to do the best that it can do to do this process for you. Remember, your spirit can cannot and will not come into densities that is not love energy. So that's why these energies of emotions, which are judgment, prevents us from being whole and complete. Okay, I go to one other room. This is where they're going to be working with our, just like our mouth, our teeth, our tongues. So if you have any problems with cavities or anything like that, you may want to request healings now. We also work with our sinuses. So just request your healing. And you may find your saliva changing slightly during this process here. And again, if you'd like, you can just walk around and experience this healing also. Some stretching that sometimes helps, because it lets the light beings know how your healing is progressing too, how it's working down here. I'm going to go on to another location right now. And this location is, we're going to be working with our muscles and our skeleton system, also ligaments. So if you have any concerns there, just ask for healing. And they'll do what they can do to help us out. So, and if you do have a problem, you may want to maybe wait about a half a minute or so and check out what your condition is and then ask again for more healing. So. I see them working right now on our necks. You may feel some energy on your neck there. And I see them working on shoulders right now. And they're doing some type of rib cage adjustment to everyone right now. So you may feel your rib cage kind of move slightly. Another team that is working with us is not working with our lungs, so you may actually feel you're breathing a little bit better after the session here. And they're saying that they would like to take us up to one other room before we come back. And this room is where they're going to be. Okay, so we're now going to come back from the light ship. And our time's about up right now, so we're going into the room where we're thanking the light beings for working with us. And now we're going back into this beautiful room where they're putting this nice cocoon energy around us, this conscious healing energy. And this conscious healing energy will be with us for the next 5 days, so you can request additional healing. We're ready to come back down right now through this beautiful white light tunnel. And now we're coming down. And now we're here. Okay, so we'll just want to close now and thank you all for being with us here. And we'll be on the show this coming Wednesday. And if you're going to be in the New York area, in Manhattan, I'd like to see all of you. So I'll be there this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the New Life Expo. So thank you all, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Ron, for the healings, and thank you, everyone, for being with us. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.